Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Well, he would have celebrated his 68th birthday recently. Unfortunately, we can only reflect on his passing some 40 years ago. A man who turned the rock and roll world upside down with his overmodulated, treble-driven feedback legato. He'd leave no musical space unoccupied, no rock unturned. This was Johnny Allen Hendrix, as he was named at birth. We, of course, know him by his legally changed name, James Marshall Hendrix, changed by his father after his return from World War II, in memory of his dad's brother, Leon Marshall Hendrix. Jimmy liked Elvis, listened to the likes of Muddy Waters and B.B. King, and was rumored to have been sacked between sets from his very first gig as a guitarist because of his crazy play and attention-grabbing antics in the basement of a Seattle synagogue. Jimmy chose the army instead of jail when a judge gave him a choice between the service or 2 years in the slammer. He was honorably discharged after the first year because of a subpar performance by Army standards. He moved to Tennessee with Army buddy and future Band of Gypsies bassist Billy Cox. And over the next few years, Hendrix would play in the Chitlin circuit with names like Slim Harpo, Sam Cooke, Jackie Wilson. Then on to New York, where he backed up the Isley Brothers, toured with Little Richard, and with King Curtis. Disillusioned, or maybe just impatient, he finally formed his own band, the Blue Flames, with two guys named Randy. So Jimmy dubbed the first Randy a Tejano, which is Spanish for Texan, Randy Texas. And the second Randy, Randy California, because, well, he'd recently arrived from the West Coast. Of course, Randy California would later go on to form the band Spirit. Hendrix packed an amazing amount of living and playing and touring and innovation into his short time on this planet. Jimmy said he wanted to do with his guitar what Little Richard did with his voice. So here's Jimmy, doing Little Richard, I think, on today's Yeah Baby Tunes.
You know, I caught her messing around with another man. And that ain't sun refuses to shine. I don't mind if the mountains fell in the sea. Let it be. It ain't me. Turned out to be nice. Oh, I don't mind. Oh, I don't mind. If all the hippies cut off all their hair. Oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care.
White collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive. I'm gonna wave my free flag.
Yeah. Don't be there.
from Jimmy here on Yeah Baby Tunes. Hey Joe, his first single from Are You Experienced, produced by Chaz Chandler, former bassist for The Animals, and a guy who, among other things, changed the spelling of Jimmy's first name from the traditional J-I-M-M-Y to J-I-M-I. If Six Was Nine from Axis Bold as Love, Voodoo Child, one of the greatest guitar solos ever from Electric Ladyland, an album that Jimmy took over the producing chores for after he and Chaz had a falling out about how much and how long it was taking to record the album. And we also heard Easy Rider from Cry of Love. Now, if you think about the short span of 4 years and look at the influence, the lasting effect, enormous popularity, and the sheer weight of the Jimi Hendrix experience, and I use that in a descriptive manner, really is mind-boggling. He changed the styles and ways of so many musicians who came after. He experimented with sound. A Strat played upside down and restrung to be played left-handed with its very unique sound. The feedback, wah-wah effects, and just that brash, unbridled soul that was Jimi Hendrix. He had early success in Europe, but it wasn't until some guy named Paul McCartney recommended the band to the organizers of the Monterey Pop Festival, and then there at Monterey blew everybody away, that Jimmy was discovered here in the States. And then, of course, there was the Monkees tour. The Monkees had requested Jimmy because they were fans. There was a definite clash with the Monkees audience, and Chaz Chandler later admitted getting tossed off the tour was engineered to create a lot of media buzz and plenty of pub for Jimmy. So many Jimmy stories we could fill a whole day. The lost master of his first side of Axis Bold as Love, that Jimmy left in a cab. Too many friends around and too much fun going on while Electric Ladyland was being recorded, causing Chaz and later Noel Redding to bail. His first television appearance on the Dick Cavett Show, where he's backed by the studio orchestra, or even Jimmy pointing to Noel Redding or Mitch Mitchell while singing Purple Haze and changing the lyrics to, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy." Jimmy the jokester, Jimmy the perfectionist, Jimmy the man. His talents, like several of his contemporaries, lost at a way too early age. I guess we should be thankful for what he did leave us, and we certainly are. Jimi Hendrix, hey, upside down maybe is right side up. That's Tunes for this time. Look for us here on Facebook and on the web, and tweet, baby, tweet. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah, Baby Tunes.